Hey guys, welcome to the next episode of the broadcast. Today we're going to be going over some account progression or whatever since the last time we said that, and we're also going to be going over the PSG mic challenge and some comps, and then we're going to finish it off with the account progression, I guess. But anyway, here is DeBaller with some thoughts on it.
Okay, so for the PSG mic challenge, you can, so it's 9 wins and 4 losses, and, you can buy extra losses, for 30 gems. It's 2 extra, but you have 3 purchases, and yeah, it's 30 gems, so, but you have 3 purchases, so, so you have up to, 10 losses if you spend 90 gems, but we don't think you should do that because it's going to be a pretty easy challenge. But definitely, if you really want that PSG Mike skin, you should definitely do it. Like us, we're kind of willing to spend that 30 gems. Although,
if necessary.
Yeah, if necessary. Although we are pretty good, so yeah. And I mean, like, that's all the basics. I mean, the skin you get is PSG Mike. It's a rework or recolor of Coach Mike. Yeah, and it's going to look really nice. So, passing it on to Moose for a bit more in-depth. And then, yeah, we'll give some comps, take turns, and yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give our top 3 comps, not from Brawl Stats this time. This is our own thoughts. So, feel free to, like, go on their page and like use theirs, but this is just our recommendations. But anyway, yeah, so this is gonna look like a lot like our Warrior Bow podcast, but yeah, so
for Super Stadium,
yeah, I'm just gonna say a little bit more thoughts. But anyway, PSG Mike is not like Coach Mike in the way that it's red, and he doesn't have like a bag of things, and it says PSG on his hat, and he's also navy blue, so that looks, I think, a little bit better than the flashing red or whatever, the flashy red. But yeah, so our first comp for, I think, Super Stadium?
Yeah, maybe? It's Super Stadium. The three
maps are,
yeah, Super Stadium, Center Stage, and Clean Shot.
Yeah, so look at those if you think you have a better idea of what to say. Like we said, this is our own personal opinions and like what we're gonna do in the challenge probably.
Yeah.
So our first comp is Edgar, Stu, and Gale, because they're in Super Stadium. There are a good deal of walls that you can like Gale gadget over, or Edgar over, like dash around with Stu's super.
Yeah, and also you can do like really, I mean, like, it's pretty hard to do, but like with the Gale, you can use his freezing sharp arm and then just freeze them onto a jump pad and launch them away.
Yeah, that would be somewhat helpful if you had mastered that skill. But yeah, so that would be the comp, but yeah, so
for the star powers?
Yeah, the star powers we'll recommend probably like freezing snow, or I think it's blustery blow that freezes people onto jump pads. We don't necessarily need the slowing one because it's Brawl Ball is not like needing that star power. And then he only has one gadget, so that's how it works for Gale. And then Edgar, you're gonna want to use
fisticuffs.
Yeah, fisticuffs, so you can get the healing like if you pass it ahead and you're fighting someone.
Yeah, the damage isn't really needed in it.
Yeah, because hard landing is not super necessary because you don't need to deal as much damage. And then finally, we're gonna have
And Edgar only has one gadget.
Yeah, same as both of the other ones. And then Stu,
I think only one star power will release. So
at the beginning.
Only those.
Yeah, and then like his gadget or whatever, because you're forced to use those because he only has one of each as he comes out, we think.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and then here is DeBaller with the next comp.
Okay, so for Center Stage, it's M's, Edgar, and Stu. And for Stu, like we said,
you always see Stu in these comps because he's like because everybody has speculated he's
great. Yeah, he's really good in Brawl Ball, and not just speculations like he is, but yes, speculations too. And then, yeah, so for Ems, that's kind of tough. I'd say her her healing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like the hype one or whatever, and then she only has one gadget, so
all of these brawlers. Like,
yeah, and then Edgar, yeah, Edgar and Stu is the same as the last one, yeah, and then yeah, so then the next one is what's it called? Clean Shot, and I was just gonna say that.
So, for Clean Shot, we're going to want to have, this is our opinion, once again, we're
Amber,
probably going to...
Sprout, and,
yeah, Amber, who has, like, a wide radius and can, like, deal out the damage if they're coming down on the goal, and then Sprout,
more like
who
a
can,
long radius, yeah, wide.
Like, if she goes, but if she, like, sprays it out or whatever, yeah. But... Anyway, and Sprout, because he is the ultimate defender, especially with whatever it is, Transplant, which you're going to use, definitely, because that is, like, the pinnacle of goal defending. And then also Stu, because Stu is just Stu, and Stu is great in Brawl Ball. But, yeah, and then Stu only has one of each.
You kind of have, like, your defensive thrower brawler, then your, like scoring, like yeah. Rushy brawler,
and then also
Stu,
you're
and
gonna
then,
want
and then
to
there's
use
Amber,
yeah.
Who like can take out a bunch of brawlers. So
Amber, you're gonna want to use obviously her only and first gadget, and her.
But she has several star powers.
Yeah, but she and then I said gadget. But anyway, you're gonna want to use her second star power, which reloads her ammo, in while she's in her oil. Or it reloads her ammo faster, which is crucial if you're defending, and then you can use your gadget to, like, get in the oil and stuff. So, yeah, that's nice. And so that will wrap it up, I think, for the comps. And then, yeah, so good luck on the challenge.
What about Sprout?
Sprout, you're going to want to use Transplant, like we said, for goal defending. And then you're going to want to use Overgrowth, I think. Or wait, no, the shield one.
Yeah,
because
there's a good amount of bushes.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, little clumps and also some big patches.
And, that'll wrap it up like
yeah. This. And then, like, make sure to get a comp so you can win the awesome skin.
Yeah, like, friends, club members,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
All those juicy stuff. And then, yeah, so now we're going to go over account progression. I guess DeBaller can start since I've been ranting.
Okay, so basically, I'm pretty unlucky. Like, I have a good amount of brawlers, but, like, I've been playing for, like, a year and a half, or, like, 2 years, or, no, a year and a half, and, so basically, I've gotten Berserker, I've gotten a variety of gadgets, I've gotten Last Hurrah, it's kind of hard, I've gotten Rattled Hive, I mean, that's all I can think of. I haven't really gotten any brawlers, and I haven't really gotten any star powers. I'm really hoping for some, because I, But now for, like, some milestone things, I only have 2 brawlers that can get power points, and, so that's exciting. Like, this morning, if you're watching it, like, when it came out, like, I just... got a or no it was actually last night or whatever it doesn't matter when but I opened a big box and then it was like 3 and I was so used to getting 3 but then I got Berserker, which is Bull Star Power, the reloading one, and then I think that's all, but I will say I was gonna say that I have 16,500. That's a milestone I've hit. But it kind of went down from Trophy League because I have a lot of rank 20s and higher. So, yeah. Now Moose has gotten a ton of brawlers, so he's going to say it.
Well, I won't get too into depth about that, but all I'll say is that I have been pretty lucky in the past few weeks. So if you have been listening recently, I did a box opening and I got Byron, which was nuts. Go check that out if you haven't already and see my pretty funny reaction. I was like freaking out inwardly.
Yeah, you're like, ah!
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, I got Byron, and then more recently, I got Max, and then...
You've also gotten Mortis.
Oh, yeah, I got Mortis, like, a while ago, but I covered that in our last account progression.
I don't think he did.
No, I did. Oh. But anyway, and then I got Tara just last night, so...
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been really,
and don't
really
forget
lucky.
Colonel Ruffs, although you do have Brawl Pass.
Yeah, I did get Colonel Ruffs as well. I haven't just gotten to tier 70 yet, but, yeah.
Colonel Ruffs is a great skin. We might talk about that in a future one, but maybe
maybe
not.
Like a skin review thing or something. But yeah. So anyway.
Also, we're gonna finish our season on this episode, so it's pretty exciting.
No, I think it's the next one. Yeah.
Oh maybe. Yeah, it's the next one. Sorry. But it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah. So anyway, my other thing. Yeah, I got Tara last night. That was awesome. And then I hit 15K a little while ago. Though sadly, I was going up in the 15Ks, but then, yeah, like Dweller said, Trophy League ended, and that just sort of sucked because I was pushing my Colette, and she dropped big time. No, she's only at, like, 670 or something when she was at rank 24, and I'm trying to get her rank 25. And then the other thing that I got was Carl's first gadget, which I've been waiting on, the Hot Rocks, I think. And then I got Colette's gadget, So, yeah, that'll wrap it up for my account progression. And then, yeah, make sure to tune into our last episode because I think we're going to have a little something special going on. I'm not going to say anything else, but anyway, that'll wrap it up. So, goodbye.